listeners. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Living Room Conversations with your girl, Nadia.
I know.
You're so crazy. So welcome back to my podcast. Thank you for tuning in. So now, well, last week was the pilot episode. This is kind of going to get into how it will go from now on. So please subscribe if you like what you hear. Also leave a comment so I know how you feel. And if you're listening on the Anchor app, you can actually leave a voice message that I can listen to and respond. The podcast can also be found on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts. And in the future, I would love to read letters from the listeners and just give our take on it. So if you want to hear our response, opinion, whatever, to whatever your letter, whatever issue you're going through, you can email us at NadiaLivingRoomConversations@gmail.com. So today I have with me my dear friend Shannon.
Yes,
honey. Yes,
Shannon.
We so goofy. First of all, we here laughing at all kinds of crazy stuff. Shannon talk about, you know what, I'm not gonna say that yet.
In this real life, like, we really act like this.
We really, for real, really this, is like not, No, because you know why? Because you silly,
bro. You goofy for real.
No, in
it's
real
cool,
life.
Though. It works.
It does. It works. Mm-hmm. It does. So, and to help our goofiness, well, to make it worse, should I say, we're drinking some pink Moscato.
Cheers.
Oh, wait, we got plastic cups. We got plastic cups so we can clink. Let me tell you something. Oh, I'm not washing all them dishes. Those dishes.
That's
so we're going to drink out of plastic. Put your pinky out.
Bougie.
My girl.
Who would you be if we was girlfriends?
Well, okay. So here's the thing. First of all, did you see Terry? I said Terry. Tracy Ellis Ross.
Was she a new girlfriend?
No, but you saw, I don't know, do you watch Blackish?
Every now and then.
That's how I am. I like it. I really do, but I'm watching too many other shows.
Just can't get into it.
The thing is, I used to watch it faithfully the first season. Then some kind of way, I don't know, like something in life happened. I don't know. I wasn't recording.
I never got into it. I watch an episode every now and then.
Well, I love the show when I do watch it because mm-hmm. I like the stuff that they touch on, but they put a, you know, comedic twist to it.
Yeah.
You know, it be some real shit, but
right.
A little but humor shit. To it.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, she just posted that they're getting ready to do a show with the girlfriends, from the last show.
I'm excited about it.
Me too. Because I love girlfriends, and I wish they would do something like what they did with Sex and the City. You know how they went
with
to the movie?
Yes.
Because it's crazy how I think they fell off because of the wasn't it like a contract agreement? Like none
That's
of them were happy.
I'm thinking. But if they came back with Joan and what's the name, Tony, be friends?
I don't know, because their relationship used to
I don't know if they would be friends.
Their relationship used to stress me the hell out. No, Tony wasn't. You got to be a special kind of friend to deal with Tony.
Right, but why Tony wasn't happy for Joan? Like, I guess she felt like Joan left her
dust. She was that kind of. I don't know because Tony
was weird.
She was successful. She had a little dry patches, but she was
Tony Childs.
Then
she married the little Jewish guy. You remember Dr. Ty? Was his name Ty?
Was it Ty? Yeah.
You remember they used to clown about his height? He was a little Jewish, but then they got divorced.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I don't know either, but I wish they would turn it into. I'm excited now because I think at one point they weren't even talking anymore. Like they wasn't. Because, and I might be wrong, but I thought it was they weren't happy with the contracts, mm-hmm. with what they were being paid. And you know how it is, everybody getting all in agreement. Yeah, girl, right. We don't like that. We don't like that. And only one person stand up for it.
Right.
It's like behind closed doors. Be like... Everybody else signed it, but the agreement was, we don't like this, so we're not gonna do it. And I think that's what it was. I could be wrong, but I think that's why Toni fell out and she just, you know, ended up not being.
I kind of heard that. But you haven't seen her since then.
No, I think she's been in, you know, some little movies.
Low budget.
Yeah, let me tell you about low budgets. I love a good low budget.
Don't get me wrong, I like low budgets. I do.
It can't be too low. I didn't find something
with a camera where you see the mic hanging from the top.
Yeah,
that's backyard look.
Oh, you can't see nothing because the glare, like the light, then took over the whole screen, like the whole screen to turn white.
Or it's like it's like the cameraman is running with them, like he.
Yeah, it's shaky. Yeah. I didn't see some low budget
on BET.
I look for the low budget on Amazon. I got Amazon Prime. They got all the low budgets you want to see.
But you know what? I don't know. Some low budgets.
Some of them are good.
Some of them, you know, you be like, damn, I could learn from that.
Some of them are good, but that's just like the low budget, like books, too. I like low budget.
Girl, who got low budget books? Girl,
go to Amazon. The books that be 99 cents.
Oh, my God. Nadia, I ain't never seen no low budget book.
Oh, I got a whole bunch of them in my Kindle app. I'm a screenshot it. All of them. Probably under $2.99.
And I got Amazon Prime, and I ain't never.
This is how they get you. They give you a 99-cent book. Well, what I do is I download, because you can send like a sample. Mm-hmm. You can send a sample to your book. So I read the sample. If the sample gave me, I'ma pay for it. So it's like 99 cents, right? Mm-hmm. So after you pay the 99 cents, the book. I mean, there's error, all kinds of shit up in there.
I mean, like, no,
did you give this to your friend and let your friend read this and proofread for you? Because it's a lot of shit up in there.
I just didn't know. I didn't know.
You've been missing out. Let me tell you, they got some good ones. But they keep charging you. The price keep going up because they, these sequels, you know, like, okay.
So the first one may be 99 cents, but the next one will be like $2.99.
$2.99.
Oh, no.
Then the next one, $4.99. But you want to know what's going on. But you won't know what's going on. So anyway, I'm telling you, low budget books and low budget books. I don't know. Sometimes that's what I want to see.
This girl said low budget books.
Yeah, it'd be like I'm Trap Queen Part 2.
Really?
Yes.
Nadia, all jokes aside, I never knew this.
I promise you. When I was in my book club, I didn't know about it. I was buying all these $10 books.
And you was getting them from Amazon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
See, you don't know what to look for.
That's the problem.
I'm a screenshot you my index.
School me, Nadia.
Cause guess what? Those low budget books, they be good. They be low hood books. They be good. I had to take a break because I was getting too obsessed. No, I was like, I couldn't put it down. I'm at work and I can't be reading all
these. Yeah, you be like, what you need? I'm gonna have to.
Cause Traquan.
And you be like, hello. Oh, I'm sorry, hello.
No, but I'm not going to lie. Some of those books are really, they're good. Some of them are good.
I didn't know that.
But back to the girlfriends thing. Okay, yes. So you asked who I think I would identify with. It's funny because when the show was airing, mm-hmm. you know, regularly, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. When it was airing, I kind of felt like I was more of a Joan. I thought I was kind of like a Joan with a mix of Maya.
Okay, I was definitely going to say Maya for you.
Yeah, I think I had like a twist of Maya. But then as it, you know, when I look at it now, because, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. they'll run it, I feel like I'm a whole lot of Maya.
Like a different stage in your life.
Yeah, because the stages in the life just changes. And I think at different points you relate with different, with the different characters. Because I've had, who you think you identify with?
Okay, so, I honestly think I'm a little bit of Toni.
You think you're Toni?
Just because of maybe the younger, I'm the youngest child, so. Uh-huh. Maybe that spoiled kind of,
you're spoiled.
You know. And then in my mind, I think I'm like Lynn, right?
Yeah. I would, yeah. You a little throw it off.
I think I'm a little Lynn.
You a little throw it off.
Just a smidgen, you know,
not a smidgen, don't say that.
Just a little.
No, open up the door.
Really? I am a little clueless at times. I can't lie to you because I be looking in my head. Yeah, okay.
That's okay, though.
I mean, it works, you know?
It works, you know?
For my 30 years, it's been working.
It works.
I'm living.
But, yeah, that's what I would, you know, I may have some Tony Chow moments. But Tony Chow, like you said, with her and Joan.
Now, she got on my nerves. I like her, but she did get on my nerves.
She was one of those friends that were just, she was dominating. Like, she, to me, she almost felt like she owned Joan.
And Joan acted owned.
Yeah, she did.
She acted on.
See, that's one of them Lynn moments.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. That was a Lynn moment.
That was definitely a Lynn moment.
Yeah.
But she did act on. But it was like, because Joan, I guess the reason why I say I kind of felt like Joan was because Joan to me is a peacekeeper.
Yes.
She's a peacekeeper.
Yes.
And anybody who knows me, mm-hmm. I don't be with the foolishness and mm-hmm. all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's the Libra in me mm-hmm. that like to see it from
Libra
both sides.
Libra,
it's coming. So I think I like to see it from both angles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Oh my God, and be fair. Yes.
To be fair, you know.
Some people hate talking to me because I do that.
What?
Yeah, because I like people to see both sides. You know?
I think it's fair.
It's important that you see both sides. You got to see where the other person coming from sometimes.
Some people want to be closed-minded.
And, this,
and they only want you to see it from their way.
Right.
Their way is the only way.
Right.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
Bullshit.
You can't be like that.
So, I always say, well, I understand what you're saying.
Right.
But I also get where you're coming from.
Right. Or what about if it was really like this? Instead of like that, you know?
Right.
Like, right.
Because sometimes
there's two sides.
Sometimes. Three sides. I'd be willing to listen to what the other person has to say because maybe I just can't see it from your mm-hmm. perspective mm-hmm. until you mm-hmm. put it out there. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, you know what? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. Okay. I get what you're saying, but I may still not agree, but.
Right. But you understand. You see their point of view.
I get what you're saying.
Right.
But Joan. Anyway, I hope they bring that back.
I hope so, too.
I hope they bring it back so we can go.
And why can't they have a movie? The white people had a movie. Why we can't get a movie?
We gonna get a
movie. Because, you know, Living Single was like the original.
Living, hey, single.
Wait, come back. So, you know, Living Single was it was the original Sex in the City. Well, it was the black Sex in the City.
Yeah.
I mean, without...
Oh, my goodness. I love Max. Max? I like Max it. And Kyle?
Yes.
They doing all these damn reboots.
But
I don't want a reboot. I don't want a reboot of that. I want the real cast. I don't even know.
But you remember Kim Fields left. So I don't even know if there was a
She left too?
You remember on the... there was an episode and the dude came in, brought the piano in the living room and asked her to marry her. Ask him to marry her. You know what I'm trying to say. And she was like,
"Wait, you say the dude with the piano?
Yeah."
And I can't get past Khadija. Wait, remember what Graham was saying? I don't remember.
I love that show. I love that show.
I don't remember. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know. Maybe it happened too long ago. I can't remember.
It was toward the end.
Oh, okay.
It was sort of that, but they need to bring that one back.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Queen Latifah could do it.
She could.
She could do it. I mean, after all this time, if they had anything going on, they could
probably
patch it
squashed.
Up. Patch it. I mean, if Martin and Gina, if they can come together to do something.
Living Single could come back.
They could come back. Yeah. Anybody, anything is possible. Anything is possible.
That's true. I agree.
So, yeah. So, okay. Let me ask you something. This is a part that I wanted to call sit down, let's talk about it.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah, so for this sit down, let's talk about
it. Yes, ma'am.
I was listening to The Breakfast Club, right?
Okay.
And they had Fantasia on there. I love me some Fantasia.
Love Tasia.
I can't wait to hear her new album. I'm kind of scared because she says she's doing something different. Because she like all this different music and stuff.
And sometimes it works and sometimes you be like,
yeah.
Tasia, come because
I like what I like. Yeah. You know. When, yeah. You know. And that's unfair to me to hold her in this
a box.
Yeah, of what but, I want to hear. But this is what I want to hear, Tasia. Right.
This is what... Yeah, this is what we know.
I love that when I see you. When I see
oh,
you.
Oh, girl. When I
that's still here. When baby, I see you still here.
Baby.
All that girl.
It's like you just seen him for the first time. You feel like, boy, when I see you.
Never do.
We're walking down a little thing. Yeah.
So, okay. She was talking about her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying that. And I forgot about this. I knew about it when it happened. You know, it was popular news.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot about it. And she was just saying that, you know, her husband, she met him. And it was they got married within 3 weeks. So.
Wow. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. They married in 3 weeks.
Hmm.
They got married within 3 weeks.
That was a little bit quick. Okay.
Yeah. Who was it that Chloe Lamar or something? Wait, mm-hmm. Was that Kim? Somebody did that. Mm-hmm. It didn't work out.
Either one of them. Either one of the kids.
Either one of them, it didn't work.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, she was just saying how they, you know, he was everything. And, but it was 3 weeks. It was 3 weeks. And, okay. And you know, he didn't, like he said, she said he didn't marry her for money or anything like that. They have a prenup and it wasn't her idea. It was his idea because he didn't want anybody kind to think that.
Okay.
Yeah, this wasn't about me getting with you to take your money, spend, you know, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think you could get married in 3 weeks?
He got to have a ding-a-ling of gold.
That's it? No. I'm telling you.
So this is my thing. In 3 weeks, are you still dealing with the representative?
Hell yeah.
Like, how do you know really who this person, and how long can a person keep up being a rep? You know what I'm saying? Like, so after 3 weeks, like, I remember reading something and she said, either she was about to go on the road, about to leave or something. And she was like, he said, let me pray for you. Let me cover you.
Yeah,
and she said at that moment, she knew. But I'm just like, how do you know? He doesn't know that's what you want. I don't know. It's iffy. I don't know.
I'm not going to say that it's not genuine or mm-hmm. that it can't happen. Because I believe any and everything can happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, I felt something when I saw...
Mm-hmm.
You know, person mm-hmm. who I'm with mm-hmm. right now. And it was something that I hadn't experienced before. Mm-hmm. So, in a sense, I understand that feeling. Mm-hmm. Now, getting married
that's
in 3 weeks.
Like,
I don't know about that.
That's a huge...
That's a huge commitment.
Like, okay, me feeling something in 3 weeks and me saying, you know what? This him. I can be with this for the rest of my life.
Right.
But actually taking that step to start the rest of my life with him, I don't know. How do you know? Like, how do you know everything you need to, what's in his background?
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's so many questions. You're not going to see
what's
all
his credit
sides.
Score? Can he help me get mine up? You know, that's the type of stuff I need to know.
Ooh, all that talk is up. Right
I'm
there.
Just saying, you know, like,
and I guess, well, I'm guessing.
Can you change a flat, you know?
Guess what? If you can, at that point, I don't care, but I had AAA, so as long as I had AAA, I'm going to be all right. But.
And they're going strong. They're still together, so.
Yeah, they're still together. They had a little hiccup, which you're going to have that in every relationship.
Right.
But I don't want to say that, okay, you got to be with somebody for, 15, 20 years, because I don't believe in that shit either. And then about let's get married. How long y'all been at 25 years?
So married it's like, I'm good enough for you to do with all this time, but I'm not good enough for you to really lock me down
you
and
don't
put
really
a ring on.
Yeah.
That, yeah, no.
But I'm just, I don't know. I don't know if I could. And I'm speaking from being married before, I guess, maybe. Because now I think I'm even more hesitant about doing it again. Not that I wouldn't do it. Because I would.
It's just different.
It's like, hold up. I need to figure out some stuff.
So how long for you do you think, okay, it's been, I don't know, I'm gonna throw a number out there, 4 years. I think I'm ready now. Like how long would it take you to be ready to, can you put a number on it?
I don't think you can. I think it's more of a feeling. Feelings. I think it's more of a feeling. I really can't put a number on it and say that. Because sometimes you be with people for years and you still finding out shit about them.
And this
they
is
do
true.
Some wild stuff. And you like, damn, I didn't know you were, you know, you operated like that. Had I known that, I would have cut it out a long time ago. Chuck the deuces. You know what? All right, Lynn. All right, Lynn. But you ain't Lynn. You a smidge of a Lynn. Yeah, I be damn.
For me, Nadia, I think I would have to experience that feeling. I've been with guys and I'm just like, oh, I can see myself with him.
And that's so easy to do in the beginning.
Right. And I'm seeing pink flags in the beginning. Now, we ain't get to the red yet, but I'm seeing pink flags in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But you know, as a woman, you overlooking it. Oh, that's not it. That's just my insecurity. That's just me dealing with the last relationship. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I would just be so scared that after 3 weeks, we get married, and day one, you wake up.
This nigga tripping.
Exactly. Like, you then put some pillows over my head when I was asleep or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just then did some crazy shit, and I'm like... But you know, you got 14 days. You got them 14 days that you can get it annulled. I'm just saying.
No, but for real. But what if it do work? You know, some people are like that. Some people who never even met each other. You know, with these arranged marriages and weddings. And I don't know if they stand together because they have to or if they really like each other. You know, when it's arranged.
And do you grow? Do they, like, can she really say in 3 weeks, you can say you love somebody, but can you really say I love him and I was in love with him? Like, I love his dirty drawers. Like, can you really say that?
I don't know about the dirty drawers.
Can you really say that in 3 weeks? Do you even see his dirty drawers within 3 weeks?
I hope not.
You know what I'm saying?
You done got too comfortable.
You know what I'm saying?
You got too comfortable, bro.
Like, come on. Like, in 3 weeks, like, we still, you know, I'm still keeping the house spotless.
Right.
You know, don't go behind that door. Don't go behind that door. You know what I'm saying? Like, you sit right here and don't move. Like, you ain't even got a tour of the house yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say no. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not necessarily saying that can't work. Mm-hmm. But for me, for me right now, at this point in my life, mm-hmm. If I was to meet somebody and it was 3 weeks we were in, I ain't gonna lie. I'm saying no right now.
Because you're not
but
in.
But when I was in it,
right,
it was like, damn, I could do this right now. But see, that's why I say no, because I feel like you got to come up out there first. You got to.
Out of that.
Yeah. Because
you see some other shit. Love or whatever after. That is.
Yeah. Because you really can't see. You only going to see the good things right now.
Right.
You know? And I need to see how we work through difficulties.
Right.
How do we get through, you know, when something unpleasant appears?
Right. Like, if you see a text on my phone or not even that, just something that you see that you think it was something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, just
We got to have some issues.
Right.
Not major.
Hell no, nothing major. Nothing major. That's the other part of me.
Right.
I'm not dealing with a whole lot. What? This what you doing? All right. What that SpongeBob, the little meme they got?
You're like, I'll be back. I'll be back. But you know what? Real talk, Nadia. I admire that about you. Like, I wish I had that where I can be like,
fuck them. Fuck him, girl.
Right.
Fuck.
Right.
It wasn't always like that.
Like, that is so hard for me to do. Mm-mm. That is hard for me to do.
Mm-mm. No, friend. You gotta... Because when somebody know that they got you...
Yes.
They will play these crackhead games with you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? And then have you doing stupid shit.
Looking so stupid. Just...
My thing is...
Looking for them in the daytime with a flashlight.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So even if you not over it, you just gotta lie to yourself.
You gotta fake it till you make it, basically.
Yeah, just tell, you know, whatever you gotta, whatever lie you gotta tell you.
Right.
So that you can get over it. And you may not be over it, but I'm not.
And that comes in time, you know,
it
like.
It does.
The first day, you're not gonna be over it, but then.
No.
Day 15.
Right.
You're a little bit more than day one, and you know, day 30. No, yeah.
Time.
Time.
Time will give you that strength to get up and to say, you know what, I ain't dealing with this, or goodbye, right. What, you know, whatever it may be. But I'm
but
not.
3 weeks. I don't know about 3 weeks.
I don't know about 3 weeks either, because it's a lot of questions that I have.
So did she say what her family thought? Did she say, like.
I don't recall her saying that. I don't think the interview went that way to where they was asking, you know, how the family dealt with it. They were asking about the last situation, you know, when she was with the other guy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. For me, 3 weeks ain't enough time. I'm gonna need at least a year. I'm gonna need at least a year, because for me, I have a lot of other things, you know, that I need to know. And I have children. How do you...
So it's not just you.
It's not just me.
Right.
And I'm not introducing you to them as soon as we meet, but I don't want to wait too long either, because I might really like you and you might not like my damn children.
Right.
So now I can't like you no more.
Right, because you don't like my children.
Right.
And we're a package.
Right.
So,
I don't know. So maybe, you know, everything just...
I guess I want to know, how did she know? How did she feel?
I don't know if you can really explain it. I think it's more of a feeling that you experience for yourself. Like, there's nothing, there's something in you that says, this is it.
Like is that it a safety feeling? Like, you feel safe with this person? You know that this
I know
person,
for me, I want to feel safe.
Right.
That's huge for me.
Right.
That is huge for me, that right. I feel safe and secure. Or, I got your back, you got my back.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. And I don't know if I would be able to know that in 3 weeks. Even if I had that, I think if I had that question within me, or if I was feeling like, damn, I think I could do this, marry him, I would have to suppress her ass and
be
say,
like,
wait,
bitch, you better shut up.
Wait, we need to find some shit out.
Like,
some people be con artists.
Yes. Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, what are you, in 3 weeks, you're still asking, you're still saying good morning and oh, you know,
yeah.
Hey. Like, you're still putting that on. That, hey,
hey,
no, hey. And normally it's like, yeah, what's up? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you still putting you still putting on that front. Like, you still
3 weeks is still the honeymoon.
The honeymoon.
You still honeymooning.
Yes.
You still honeymooning. When you get to that first big argument, and you can make it through that.
Like, you still putting on makeup when they come over in 3 weeks.
Exactly. You don't have on your comfortable pajamas.
You don't have on your old lady drawers.
Right.
You are not wearing that yet.
You're right.
You're putting that on when they leave.
Exactly. Could wait for you to leave.
Exactly. Popping your mouth.
Making it comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wriggling your toes.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Exactly.
But you never leave.
And then you're not showing all them toes. Because see, them last two toes, they're not polished.
Exactly.
They're not polished.
When you're comfortable enough to start showing, when you can be ashy, when you don't put on lotion.
Nadia.
Because certain things, think about it. When you meet somebody,
oh,
and y'all
are
like, oh man, you doing everything.
Your
and
lips
slowly,
are always glossy.
Exactly.
All the time.
Exactly.
That
ain't
true.
You ain't seen me when I took this stuff out of my head. And
exactly. You ain't when my like hair fully when I'm looking like Martin.
Right.
On Brother Sunshine.
And took my
breath. Yeah. You're not seeing that.
You don't don't see that.
No.
Not in 3 weeks.
No.
One day it's just springing on you like, look, this me. You know, like, I'm tired of the facade.
Maybe, like, week six. Maybe.
Yeah, I wasn't doing that at week six either.
Yeah, and that's, maybe. Maybe if you caught me off guard because we about to go somewhere.
Right. Right.
And you got to the house a little bit sooner than I thought.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't know. But bottom line, right now, Kurt, I couldn't. I'm not marrying nobody.
I don't think I could. But I'm happy for him. And I'm glad
she sounds very happy.
Right.
You know? And they, like I said, they had their little roof. I remember that was out in the tech. But you know, when you on that level, they watch you do every goddamn thing.
Like, you, nothing is private no more.
Nothing. And they could keep the fame.
Yeah, like nothing is private. Thank you, social media.
Right. Right.
All
right.
Because even
also,
now.
Also, what you think?
What?
So, I'm glad you said that. What do you think about people posting their significant other on social media? When is too early? When is the right time? Should you do it? What you think?
So, I do believe you have to protect some things.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, you know, when you're in a relationship, that relationship has to grow. That relationship has to develop. Mm-hmm. You don't need to put that out to the world.
Soon, day two.
Day two. We booed up. We booed up. No, babe. No. Stupid. Like, you, no.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No, like, you, it's certain things.
And that's why I wait.
Yeah.
I wait a long time. We in a good year relationship before you make it to my social media page.
But let's say it's day two and you post a picture, somebody be like, that's my husband. Ooh. Or that's my baby. Or you go with my girl. Or that's my baby. Like, you don't know that person. You don't know that person.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
So in 3 weeks, I'm definitely not marrying you.
And it's not even, I feel like it's, so on social media, you have friends, some people that's genuinely, truly your friends in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have people that's just followers or friends, you know, on Facebook or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
These people are not your friend.
No.
They don't need to be in on that part of your life. Like,
right.
Like, they don't.
I truly agree.
All these people don't have your best interest. Like, you know your genuine friends. You know they have your best interest at heart.
And that's why my followers are so low. I got so many requests, but I'm picky about it.
Right.
And certain people, I don't, like, if I click on their name, and then I see who, you know, we have as mutual friends, then I'm hey, who is this?
Yep.
Because I don't want just know anybody. You know, I'm just a private person like that. I've always been private. Matter of fact, people get mad at me because they say I'm too private. But
you got to protect yourself.
I protect, yeah.
You have to. Yeah. You have to. And that's like the moment you let Facebook in. Mm-hmm. Or then people sliding your DMs and no,
that happens. Or somebody's like, "Well, I know this person," and it's just like,
And they could have known that person 5 years ago,
right?
Well, he was such and suchy. No, let me figure it out.
That's why I think it's best to wait till your relationship is very secure before you even put it out there, because somebody. Mm-hmm. It's so small, and social media have shown us that. This city alone, oh my God. Somebody know, you know, everybody.
I hate social media. I'm going to be honest with you. You can't, Nadia, you can't go somewhere and trip without your damn video being on Facebook or Instagram.
Yep.
You can't live. Like, this is the age of.
I'm so glad that we didn't grow up in that era. That we didn't have to be cautious of everything that we did, Shannon, because if so, girl, who knows what would
be out there right now. you can't. Mm-mm. I feel like,
and when it's out there,
you're not authentic, like you're not genuine no more, because you're doing it for the gram.
Everything is for the camera.
For me, I'm like, sometimes I leave out the house and I don't put no water on these curls. And I'm looking like Martin, Brother Sunshine. Like, don't need my photo walking in Winn-Dixie to go viral.
Exactly.
And somebody like, girl, you saw Shannon.
She doing bad.
Exactly. Like, what? I hate it. I really do. Yeah. For a business, it works.
Right.
But for personal, I hate it. Mm-hmm. I'm really going back and forth with, do I get off of it? Mm-hmm. But my nosiness.
It keeps you locked in.
Oh, my God.
Girl.
It's keeping me on. But I'm like really close to just getting off of it.
Well, that's how I was. You know, with Facebook. I got off of Facebook. First of all, quit telling me it's everybody's birthday. If I don't know them like that, then fuck it. Stop. I felt obligated. I felt obligated to keep telling all these people happy birthday. That's why I like Instagram. Because guess what? Bitch, if I don't know your birthday.
If you don't post it's my birthday.
Right.
I'm not going
to. If I can't text you and say happy birthday to you, then. You know, and it's not to say that I don't want to say it, but it's right. Just like I feel obligated.
Right.
Then I'm petty sometimes. Did you tell me happy birthday?
Look, I'm like, okay, so my birthday was first. I don't remember seeing them. But then I'm like, well, damn, their birthday was before mine. So I'm going to tell them happy birthday. Then maybe they're going to tell me happy birthday.
It's too much.
And then you got all these happy birthday things. And some people get mad if you don't tell them personally. You can't do what one post. Thank you, everybody.
Mm-mm, no. Like, tag me in it.
Yeah.
Tag me or respond to it.
I don't like it. I really.
Yeah, I felt like I was obligated to do too much on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm done with it.
I don't like it.
I'm done. So now I got this other shit that I don't know what I'm doing. I finally figured out how to work Instagram. I got my Snapchat. I don't know how to work that all the way. And Twitter. I love Twitter. Twitter is my favorite out of all of them.
I'm not a tweeter.
Oh my God. I'm not a tweeter. I love Twitter. If you want to find out, Twitter is the first to get everything. Facebook is the last. By the time it gets to Facebook,
it's old news.
It's old news.
Yeah, I'm not.
Twitter is like, I mean, the first. As soon as it happens, it goes Twitter. I don't know. It might go on Snapchat. I don't know because I don't know how to work it that good.
Snapchat, I just use for the filters. But I didn't take that off my phone. So I'm like, I don't need all these apps. Now I got more food apps and restaurants on my phone.
I just made me a.
I got
Grubhub. Wait, I got them
all of them. DoorDash, all of them.
Girl, you silly.
Uber Eats,
you silly. Okay, so now let's get into the meat and potatoes.
Let's.
So today's topic is deal breakers when you're dating. When you're dating, because I guess it would have to be a deal breaker at the beginning.
So can I talk about this? Because I need some. Like, am I qualified to talk about this?
Talk about it.
Because I feel like, okay, so let's just be honest. I have a list.
Okay, Chili.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, come on now, Chili.
So I have a list of things I have to have.
Okay.
Things I don't want.
Are they realistic?
They are realistic because I don't want something I'm not willing to give, but what I'm putting out, I want that in return.
I think that's fair.
So if I'm dependable, damn it, yo, if I call you 3 o'clock in the morning and I didn't go to, I don't care if you sleep, get the cross out your eye and come change my phone. Yep.
It's simple. You need AAA because you keep talking about these flats. You call your insurance, see if they come with flats because a lot of them do not. Like, people be like, you need to learn how to change a flip. No, I don't.
No,
I'll wait.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But I feel like for me, I have the deal breakers. I don't stick to deal breakers.
What you mean by that? You'll see it's a deal breaker. And then
I will overlook it.
Or you think you could change the deal breaker. Is that it?
That too. Because I feel like if I cook dinner, or if I make a dessert from scratch, or if I do this, then he'll act like this, or he won't do this. Mm-hmm. That shit ain't true.
No, absolutely not.
That is not true.
No.
Like, why you lying to yourself, girl? That is not true.
That's not true.
Like, he's still going, especially if that's his character, he has to want to change.
Yep.
And I think what's different now, you know, since I'm about to make 30.
What?
I think at this point, it's like, what's wrong? Your math is low.
Okay, it's my math.
So
it's my math, let you tell it.
I think at this point it's like it's time out for that. And like I do reflections and I'm like, is it me? Is it that I don't love myself enough? Or is it that I don't think I'm worthy or that I deserve?
That's why you're seeing past the deal breakers.
That's why I'm seeing past the deal breakers.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
And you gotta have
because
some.
If it's a deal breaker, then I say you stick with it. Because
right.
If you overlook it in the beginning, down the line, this shit ain't gonna change.
It's never gonna change.
This is what it is.
Right.
You know, and sometimes people change and they get better because, you know, you can rub off on them and they'll do better. You know,
but they have to want to at the same time.
They have to want
to. So, yeah.
They have to want to. So, I don't overlook no red flags, no deal breakers, no none of that, because guess what? You're going to end up dealing with that down the line.
Right.
I truly believe that. So, what you think about... So, deal breakers. We're just going to talk about a few deal breakers. What if you meet this guy? Mm-hmm. Okay, a guy with kids.
Mm-hmm. That's not a deal breaker for me.
That's not a deal breaker.
No.
Now, what if his kid's disrespectful?
The kid's all the baby mama. Okay, so that part would be a deal breaker because I'm like, if you're not with her no more, you need to get this in check before you can really move on. Because she always gonna be a part of your life.
Right.
And that's not a problem for me.
Right.
The problem is when she a part of our relationship, like, if I feel like I'm in a relationship with you and her, like, no.
Yeah.
Like, if I roll over and it's like she there with us, no.
Sometimes those baby mamas get so comfortable, and because if a man haven't been in a relationship, let's say he haven't been in a relationship for a while, so he can be very accommodating to you and what you asking and all of this stuff. And some of them was manipulative, and they, you know, use the baby to get.
And they probably got their own relationship.
Exactly. But my thing is, sometimes, shit, I done had too much wine.
I see your eyes getting low. Your eyes is getting low.
No, but then when y'all get together and he's still, you know, she's calling or asking him to do certain things, it's like, nah, bruh.
Because to me, it's like they'll be torn. Like, okay, I'm with you and I really want to make this work. But this is my baby mom. Like, she has my children. Mm-mm. And it's like, to me, are you... And it's hard for me because I don't have kids, but... Is it like you gonna let her, I guess, continue to control you and pull your chain using the kids
right
as a pawn or
and
as a
some
tool?
Some of them do, and
right?
Some of them do because and these men, a lot of them don't seek legal advice because you have just
why are they scared to do that?
I don't know. I don't know if they're scared. I don't know if it's, you know, a financial situation. Or whatever, but
that's mind boggling.
I'm not dealing with that. Matter of fact, one dude who I was seeing, and it was just casual dating. He was a nice guy, and he had a daughter. I think his daughter was maybe 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And I'm good with people's kids. I'm really good. Like, those kids really take to me and they love me.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't met this little girl yet because we wasn't there. Like, it wasn't even that serious yet.
Right.
But this fool told me one time, so we talking, and he tells me, well, you know, I want to be honest with you because I'm really, you know, I'm really liking you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was liking him too. I'm like, what you got to say to me?
Mm-hmm.
So he tells me, well, look, my little girl, her mom is getting ready to go into the military. But before she do that, she, you know, she really don't have no family, nobody to stay with, so she just staying with me. And, you know, I say, where's she from? She from New Orleans? And y'all stay in New Orleans and she ain't got no...
She have no family.
And I said, you know what? if that's how y'all relationship is set up, and you know, you're a great guy for doing that. Mm-hmm. I said, but I can't deal with you. I'm not gonna deal with you
because it's too close,
bruh.
It's easy access.
How I'm gonna go to sleep, bro? She's still in the house, so she walking around in some booty shorts,
right? Bending over, picking up the remote like Miss Parker on.
Exactly. And you know, these children, they always, for the parents getting back together, and especially at 3 and 4, you know, they want to see mommy and daddy together.
Right.
And if y'all stand in the same place, nah, bruh.
Because, I mean, who's to say she ain't going to start fixing you food, fixing your eggs like you used to like?
Exactly. I can't do that. I can't do that. Yeah. You're a very nice guy. I like where this was going, but I'll holler.
Right. I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere. You got to have standards, damn it. You know?
What about the dudes who use their kids for photo ops?
So.
You ain't seen this child all year.
And now you be like, come on, take a picture with daddy. Oh.
Who? Daddy?
Your name Troy. What's
up, Troy? You stupid.
Like, you're not in your children's life. How you gonna?
They do it. They do it all the time. Them photo ops are so, it's hilarious to me.
And the poor little children got the silvers in the front of their mouth. You know, like smiling and whatnot. I don't know. Not even. I don't know if I could respect somebody who is not in their children's lives. Like, what's stopping you?
Sometimes it's nothing. It's you. You stopping you. Like, you could be there.
Like, your children didn't ask to be in this situation. Your children didn't ask to be in between this relationship that y'all have.
Yeah.
So why aren't you there for your children? Why That's are you just sending your children on Easter?
That exactly, and that's a deal breaker for me, because guess what? I'm not dealing with no man that's not a part of his children's life. You not gonna catch me slipping. Now I'm pregnant. Right. You ain't a part of mine. Right? Oh, no.
And so, like, okay, so let's say he was only there for the photo ops, but then y'all get together and he and your children like 24/7.
I have a problem with that.
How can he sleep at night?
Me as a woman, I'm not gonna let you do that.
Right.
And you not mistreating my children.
Right, like,
but I can't, I don't respect you. I do not respect you for not being a part of your children's lives. And I'm gonna ask you, hey, you talked to them when the last time? How they doing?
How they doing?
What they doing in school? Yeah.
You got them their uniforms?
Right.
He need some loose leaf paper?
Girl.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm the type of person, I feel like if I'm with you and like we in it,
We in it, and
I'm gonna make sure what your baby need, or she needs some lace socks. All right, look, I'm in a beauty store. I'm gonna pick these up.
It's crazy because we have these deal breakers, and sometimes, like you say, we'll look past them because sometimes people want to say, "Oh, you're too hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, your standards too high."
But are your standards really too high?
I don't think so.
Like, what's a too high standard?
It depends.
He has to match your salary. Is that a too high standard?
To me, let me tell you. For me, that's not a problem. That's not a problem if it doesn't match. Let me rephrase that. I'm not saying that it's... You know what? I'm so disrespectful. I'm sorry. I'm reading the text message. I'm sorry. You do have to meet me on my level. Feel like you have to meet me on my level because I've done that before to where I said, okay, well, he has potential.
That damn potential.
He has potential and got myself in a situation. And that was the only situation that I've ever been in like that to where this, you just didn't, you wasn't doing what I was used to a man doing, being a provider and a protector. I felt like everything was on me. And to a certain extent, when you get in a relationship and you're the breadwinner. Not saying mm-hmm. that you, you know, can't do it, mm-hmm. but I've seen it too many times. You start handling this man differently because now I don't see you as a man.
Yeah.
I don't Although have that respect.
Although in their mind, they'll be like, oh, that's my boo. That's my husband. He's my man. He's my king.
And you're lying.
Right.
You're lying. I've seen it too many times. And then personally for me, I'm looking at you like, bro, I don't respect you no more because first of all, you have no hustle in you. Even if you're not yeah. where you want to be right now, you need to get out there and fucking grind. And right. if you're not willing to get out there and grind and make shit happen, you ain't the man for me.
So I'm asking this. Is you paying for the first date because y'all go to the ATM and he said the ATM was broke?
The date over.
But really, his account was broke.
Nope, the date over. I'm not going. And I don't care what nobody got to say about that. I'm not going.
Because that has happened to me. First date.
Oh, no. He invited you on the date?
Yes. First date. That. And we go to the ATM, and he's like, oh, man, something's wrong with the ATM.
Wait, he said the ATM was broke?
And I'm sitting there like,
because it's going to clearly say it's out of order if it's not working. That ain't going to be no high like, thing.
Well, you know, I didn't bring no money, so.
Right.
But, you know, I brought my money just right. in case.
We always bring our money, right? We got back. Right.
But, Nadia, I have to pay for the popcorn.
He wouldn't have had none.
And my movie ticket, because he can only afford his.
Oh, he lied. He lied.
So, ignoring the red flag.
I would have set that popcorn bucket on the other side of where he wasn't sitting. You ain't getting none of this.
We
wouldn't have went on a date.
But listen.
But I ain't going to lie. Maybe if it was like, you know, when we younger or something like that.
This was younger.
This was younger.
Like, 2004 younger.
Yeah.
So that was, you know,
yeah,
when I was 15.
Because I did pick up a guy before.
Like, we've all done it.
Yeah, we've done it.
We've all done it. But when it gets to every time y'all go somewhere, you ain't got no money.
Well, there ain't going to be no every time.
Like, what's
the
problem?
We ain't going to keep getting. Mm-mm. I'm not going to come in a.
I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
Like,
you know, that.
What happened to the man that. What happened to the man, to the men that like treat you like the man? What happened to that?
They still, those men are still around.
Where they at?
But a lot of
let me. My number is
504-23.
I'm just saying, like,
no, they still around. You know, I can attest to that. Those type of men are still around.
Are they sitting at home like I'm sitting at home? Is that why we're not running into each other?
You better go to Home Depot. All I can say.
Home Depot. I went to Lowe's a couple of times, but maybe it's Home Depot.
I don't. Lowe's should be all right.
But too. You know, you can't find nobody in.
Just
Lowe's.
Don't go to Ace Hardware. They got a different type.
Not them.
They
not no, different type. No.
But I'm gonna have to go to Home Depot. Yeah.
What about Harbor Freight?
Over there, Westside Mall.
Yeah, what's that? My Harbor Freight.
I don't know. They always have some good deals in the paper.
You're stupid.
I'll circle about 1,000 things that I never go to get.
Stupid, bro. I'm gonna try Home Depot.
Try Home Depot.
I'm gonna go in there with my wedges on and trip over.
No, don't go in there with the wedges. That's gonna look obvious now.
Because you know I'm already clumsy.
You stupid. But no, for real, no. I think. And sometimes when a woman, when she makes more, it's intimidating. It's intimidating to some men.
That's true. Because the last guy I was dealing with, when I got my new job with the promotion, I would be making more than him. And he was just like, oh, I got to get on the grind and find me another job. And I was like, why are you...
Well, at least he didn't want to mooch off of you.
Cause... Yeah, I mean, and at first he was making more than me. And then I got a job with a promotion. And I'll be making more than him. And he's just like, oh, I got to give me another job.
See, and I don't think that's a problem if you're making more. My thing is, it's all about your hustle. But if you sitting your ass down, you know you got a whole bunch of shit that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got no car. But you ain't out there trying to grind and get it. You got an excuse for every thing that's going. That's a problem. That's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker.
Because like you said, you don't have that hustle in you.
Yeah, and now I'm not even looking at you as the man, as the head of household, as the leader. I make the decisions, you know? Right. I'm going to come home and go get me a bill.
Exactly. Did you mop this floor?
And that's when I start feeling like, and that's how I knew this shit had to end. I'm talking to you like I'm talking to my children.
Right.
I don't like that.
And it's like you no longer respect them.
The respect is gone. Right. The respect is gone.
Right.
But that's because your mama done coddled you. And I'm not your mom.
Why you got to bring that boy mama into it?
Because she did.
Why you got to talk about his mom? Maybe his daddy wasn't there.
He was there. I don't know. I don't care, but I'm not.
I'm just trying to help.
That's a deal breaker for me, and I don't want that. And that I've is never
because you got to be able to respect that man.
And if I can't respect you, and the flip side is, they be working too much sometimes.
And then what you do? Then what you do, Nadia?
I'd rather deal with that.
Cause let me be honest. That. I haven't had that yet. Maybe that's what's coming next. You know, maybe
we gonna speak that on. We gonna put that out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cause that to me, I'll take that any day over you being a bum.
Like I don't.
You're not
I
even
don't,
trying.
Cause I am. I feel like what I bring to the table, I'm not gonna ask you to bring something to the table that I'm not willing to bring to the table.
Right. That's how I feel.
If I'm getting up every day, flying to work late.
Get up on time. Get your ass up on time.
I try, but you know, to win my life set up. But if I'm going to work every day, you don't have to go to work every day, but you're going to have to go every night.
You got to hustle. You got to make sure that I feel like, you know, you got us.
And also, it's like, that's what I grew up seeing. My daddy held down 3 jobs at one point.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We didn't grow up seeing our daddies chilling on the sofa.
Nope. I know I didn't see it in mine.
You know?
I didn't see it in mine, and that's why I'm going to expect you to do the same damn thing. Yes. I ain't saying what you got to do, but you got to do something.
You got to do it, yeah.
You got to, you know, and vice versa. I know sometimes things happen and to where, you know, you may be down on your luck right now, and I'm going to take over, right? I'll take over in the meantime.
Temporarily.
Yeah, I don't mind help. I don't mind being a team player. We're a team. Let's do this shit together.
Right.
But what you're not gonna do is not do nothing. Right. And I'm out here busting and grinding my ass. That don't work.
Cause see, when you become the I in team,
and when I become the man, and I'm wearing the pants, and I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to you crazy, cause I will talk to you crazy. I don't want to.
It's a switch that just happens. It just happens.
It just happens.
Because in your mind, it's like, you're not the man I knew. You're not the man I want. You're not the man
you're not what you're I supposed desire.
To. Yeah, no.
You're not what I desire. You're not what I see in the partner.
Mm-mm. You're not in the partner.
You tell me something, you're like, boy, shut up.
Exactly.
Shut up.
It's like, you talking? Like, you still talking? Like, you, that's.
And no. Look, let me ask you this. Is this a deal breaker
for
you?
Are you buying that cup? Was you buying that cup?
This is my cup.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not really biting it. It's kind of like.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Off time.
You know what?
Off time.
You disrespectful.
That's what.
But anyway, you know, what you think about like when they have being friends with exes on social media? Can you date someone who is still, and you may not know, that the ex is on there, but let's say you do find out and you know that their ex is on there, you know, that they are friends on their social media. Would you have a problem with your man talking to his ex through social media? They don't have no kids. None of that.
There has to be boundaries.
Okay.
Because now, okay, let's see what some love and basketball type situation. Y'all grew up next to each other.
Right.
Whatever. You know, y'all were friends for a long time.
Right. Family's friends.
Right. Yeah. But there has to be boundaries. Like, everything that go on between us, she can't know about. when something goes on between us, you don't
let's
run
say
to
they're
her.
Not even friends like that. Let's say that they're not even friends like that. You just like we dated in junior high, and I won't even say junior high. I'll even say as an adult. You know, we dated. It didn't work out, but you know, I think you a cool person. You think I'm a cool person? Let's just stay connected on social media.
I don't
know. Have a problem with that.
I would have to. I definitely would monitor. Like, is she liking or she loving pictures?
Is she putting hard eyes?
Exactly. You blowing kisses?
Let me see. Let me see.
And at that point, if I see something and I bring it to your attention, I expect you to handle it. I expect you to check it. I expect you to.
Yeah, and this is my thing. If it makes the person that I'm with uncomfortable, if it was brought to me like, hey, you know, I don't really like that,
right,
or whatever, for the sake of our relationship, and if this person is really not like no friend, you know, where I'm calling you when something's going on, you know, right, then you know what, babe? I respect your mind, and I won't do that.
Yeah.
I think that's
but it has to be a conversation. It has to be communication. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what if you don't tell you and you just see, like, I remember this hip-hop.
Exactly, and then I'm going to have to cut you and your clothes. I'm sorry. It's just, there has to be respect. There has to be respect. It has to be. It has to be.
And another thing that pissed me off is the dudes that talk about the shit that they, everything that they had in the past. Oh yeah, because you know, back in, you know, I used to have this kind of car and this. That
and you,
is a turn
and you got a bus pass
off. That is a turn off to me.
And it's like,
because first of all, I'm not even that kind of chick.
Right.
I don't care about material shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Because at any given time, that shit can be gone.
It can be gone. Yeah.
That doesn't faze me. So when you start talking about it like that and, oh, you know, because, you know, I got this 700. You see that? 700.
No. Oh, I wish you had a camera. Because
that's what they do. That shit, though, faze me.
It's like,
I don't like that.
It's like you looking like, okay, and
I don't like that.
Being like, oh, I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter no more because you ain't got it now.
Right.
You don't have it now. Yeah.
So you didn't plan for this moment.
Right, no.
you did no planning for this moment.
So why are we even talking about that? You know what I'm saying?
Girl, let me tell you. I got a whole bunch of deal breakers. And I think they all valid. I really do think that they all valid. I don't know. I might be tripping on something. I don't know. But
I feel like if it's a deal breaker that you are willing to follow also, for example, like the friends on social media, if you are willing to let your friends go, if it bothers him, like if you can follow your deal breakers, then I feel like it's a good deal breaker. If you're not willing to follow it,
then what?
I don't know.
Bye bye.
Deuces. Bye bye.
You are so sick.
Like the Walmart.
Well,
you know.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different things. I can really go on and on about this subject. But I'm in a better place.
Exactly. Upward and onward, you know?
Exactly. Because
we had those situations. We've learned from those situations. And, you know, my next one ain't going to be like the last one.
You're right. We're going to put that out there right now.
I'm going to get a text.
You're going to get a
tattoo, that is.
What?
The next one ain't going to be.
You going to have a paragraph? You going to put it right there?
I'm like, I can't do it no more, Nadia. I think at this age, the fuckery, I can't.
I'm with you.
I can't.
I'm with you. And the older we get, the less tolerant we are.
Yeah.
Things that I tolerated back in my early 20s, you ain't getting it. This is a different type of Nadia.
Right. I need to get there.
This because
some shit I still tolerated, you know, when I was 29. Because, you know, I make 30 at the end of this month. So,
oh, no. Guess what? We getting rid of that. We stopping all those bad. Mm-mm. No way.
I can't.
Either you're going to come correct. And I'm not asking you to be perfect.
I'm not
looking
you to
for
be
a perfect,
perfect
person.
No.
But what I am saying is that don't come with the bullshit.
And you got to have potential that you back up. You know what I'm saying? Your actions and your words got to line up. Like, you can't be like, oh, babe, I'm about to start this business. And 5 years later, you still about to start that business? You ain't even came up with your idea yet?
What you going to do?
You know, I can't. And I know, get me wrong, I know there's times, you know, you developing it, you this, you that.
Yeah, but you grinding in the process.
You grinding in the process.
That ain't just, you talking about, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, right. You know. And you ain't doing nothing else right now. We just looking at this plan of what you,
right.
Your outlook. But you ain't bought a building. You ain't put pen to paper. You ain't do nothing. You ain't going to talk to no financial advisor. You right. Ain't done nothing. No.
Right. That no. Building just sitting there collecting dust. Right.
No. Building? Yeah. Shit. This nigga don't even.
Like, you gotta.
You don't even have good credit to get the.
Let's start with your credit. Because you can't help me build my credit, I'm just saying. It has to be a team effort. We gotta be able to work together. We gotta be able to build each other.
And that's where I'm at right now. I will say that currently, that's where I am in life. This I haven't been in anything that it felt like we both are pushing one another. Mm-hmm. Cause you get tired. You say, you know what, yeah. I'm not gonna do this right now. Maybe this ain't for me. But we're at a point to where we both push one another. Like, nah, I ain't letting you not do that.
Right. Right.
You, I see this you and pushing you
anyway. Be the best me.
Yeah. And I think that's how it should be in a relationship.
It should. So.
Well, baby, I'm gonna wish you the best. We're gonna put that energy. Yes. We're gonna put that good energy out there because the law of attraction is real. I believe in that. We're gonna manifest and it's coming. All that fuckboy stuff.
Oh, the fuckboy.
That's gone. We're gonna go. We're gonna go home. Right, fuckboy. Piece of paper, ball it up. Throw it away. Burn it. Be careful.
Oh my goodness,
you are crazy. Well, thank you so much.
This was so much
thank
fun.
Thank you so, I know.
This was fun.
Like, we're going to keep, like, you're going to keep coming back.
Yeah, and we have this. To.
Yeah, because this is where it's at. So, well, thank you, my friend.
Of course, honey.
And until next time, listeners.
Bye, y'all.
We'll see y'all in the next episode.